When the war broke out, Mary became a courier and spy for Van Loo. It was perilous work. She often accompanied Van Loo on her walks near Richmond prisons, where she was disguised as a farm woman and sat in on secret meetings Van Loo held in the mansion with her ring members. By now in her 20s, Mary had grown into an attractive woman with her light skin and wide brown eyes. A reporter after the war wrote that she looked exactly like the beautiful abolitionist and feminist Anna Dickinson, with the same fire and vim the charismatic activist had. Mary was, in fact, assertive. She was described by whites as kind-hearted and smart, with a sophisticated sense of humor that could turn sarcastic at times. Spying for Van Loo, she was not frightened easily by shadows. Her time in a Richmond prison had toughened her up. Since returning to the Confederate capital, she had made a careful study of the psyche of Confederate soldiers and their officers. She thought she knew how to maneuver around those evil humans. A second spy ring overlapped Van Loo's network for a couple years until the two more or less merged in 1864. Samuel Ruth led it. He was the superintendent of the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad, enjoying superior facilities, a post-war congressional committee concluded, for obtaining information of value to the Union Army on rebel troop and supply movements. Van Loo could not match it. A revolution in transportation occurred in America during the 1850s. The number of rail track lines ballooned. The speed at which goods could be hauled over these rails soared to 30 miles per hour. A horse could gallop that fast for only several miles. Railroads, which speeded up the transport of goods to market, also revolutionized the warfare Civil War commanders would fight. After Lincoln saw how a single track of the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad became a vital lifeline for troops and supplies to Washington, and after his generals realized Confederate reinforcements had been rushed by trains to the Manassas battlefield, protecting one rail's capability and attacking the enemy's became a major military objective. Key rail junctions like those in Atlanta and Chattanooga became strategically important. Union Army transportation officers studied closely how cavalrymen could quickly destroy enemy rail bridges and locomotive engines. Trains would revolutionize warfare as gunpowder had. The Civil War became a railroad war, with generals who knew the value of the tracks moving armies farther and faster to strategic points while preventing opponents from doing the same. The railroad, McClellan wrote within a week after taking command in Washington, introduced a new and very important element into war.